All right, time to shift gears from football for just a bit over to the basketball side of things. We're a day or so away from the beginning of free agency. And free agency is big around the NBA, but it's really big in Salt Lake City this year. Our friend Steve Kuyler joins us right now here on the Bill Riley Show. He's very well plugged into everything going on. Steve, of course, you can find him at Basketball Insiders on Twitter at Steve Kuyler NBA. Got a lot of people here in Salt Lake City, Steve, sitting on pins and needles for the next couple of days. You know, George Hill's great, Joe Ingles is great, but, you know, the Jazz' immediate future really depends on the ability to re-sign Gordon Hayward.
It does, in a big way. And, you know, I think when you see kind of some of the stuff that's transpired, you know, Jimmy Butler moving west, you look at Chris Paul moving, and, you know, balance power shifting a little bit. And the only way you're going to improve is to not only bring Gordon back, but, you know, try to bring the rest of them, maybe add. So big offseason for the Jazz, especially after such a really good run last year. This is a team that has been trending in a really good direction, but it all comes apart if this weekend isn't the road trip everybody's hoping for.
Well, there's three teams, and he's looking at three. It's Miami, it's Boston, and obviously the Utah Jazz. The Jazz shouldn't have to do a lot of selling. They're selling more for the future, not so much. Everybody, you know, Miami and Boston are having to expose them to everything in the organization. As we sit here today, Steve, at 11:37 Mountain Time, roughly about, you know, 36 hours away, a little less than 36 hours away from the official start of free agency, handicap the Gordon Hayward race from your perspective. You're an outsider who kind of look at things a little bit more neutral than we do here in the state of Utah. So kind of handicap the race as you see it right now.
Well, I still think it's 60-40. You know, from the very beginning of this, there are a whole lot of things that Gordon likes about that situation, the relationships that he has, the bond, the fact that he came up. There's a loyalty factor there. There's all kinds of things. But look, there's a business side to this too, and that is, what's the real ceiling? You know, are the Jazz going to really get into the hunt and be an NBA Finals challenger? Are you really taking down the Warriors over the next 4 years because they're not going anywhere? You know, that's the real question, and unfortunately that's a question I don't think the Utah Jazz have a great answer to. Maybe a good answer, look how far we've come, but you know, inside this next contract, are you really going to get Gordon there? And that's what Pat Riley's going to sell. That's what, you know, Danny Ainge is going to sell, especially when you won the East. You've got all these draft picks. You've got the ability to trade for maybe a Paul George and really put together a real power team that you can say, look, Cleveland's very beatable. We can get them. Come here. And that's going to be the thing that I think, unfortunately, it's not going to be money. You know, it might be lifestyle, but you guys know Gordon's not a huge lifestyle guy. He's not out in the club. He's a family guy. You know, he likes living in the mountains. So there's some things there that I think that, you know, the real differentiators between these other two competitors is they can offer him maybe a better path to the NBA Finals than the Jazz can. So when you say they don't have to sell, they don't have to sell the environment. They have to sell the plan on how you beat the Golden State Warriors, or at least get in that discussion. And that's a hard one to do with everything that's already on the roster and how hard it is to add another star-level player.
You said 60-40. 60-40 doesn't factor Miami. And I don't see a path for Miami unless Gordon and his wife are enamored and living at the beach and in South Florida. Miami's nowhere. I mean, if you're going to choose a team that you want to win with, you're choosing Boston or Utah, right? I mean, what outside of the no state income tax and living in the South Beach, what's the allure of Miami right now? They're not close to being a contender in the East.
Well, they could be. You add a Gordon Hayward and you re-sign the James Johnsons and the Deion Waiters, you got a shot. That was a really good team. You've got young guys and Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson, Hassan Whiteside. You've got a coach in Eric Spoelstra that's as good as anybody in the business. You've got Pat Riley in an organization that's incredibly well-respected in the NBA, especially in player circles. So there's a lot to offer that's more than just South Beach and no income tax. It's a great organization, and that's what they're going to sell. They're going to sell their history, their legacy, and who they are and who they've been most immediately. You know, that's the problem for the Celtics. They're going to point to those banners, but there hasn't been a new one hung there in a really long time. In fact, they've been the opposite side of that in terms of underachieving. So I think selling the winning culture from Miami is a big part of it. And I think it's one of the reasons why Gordon's going to go and meet. I do view them as the third horse in a three-horse race. But, you know, I think we've seen this before. When you take the meeting, things can turn real quick. So I wouldn't dismiss Miami, but I also think there's a reason Miami's the first team that he's meeting with and not the last team. I do think that, you know, this is the outlier of the group.
Talking to Steve Kuyler from Basketball Insiders, the other obvious free agent piece for the Utah Jazz is George Hill. I think the Jazz, and I think many of us from the outside looking in, love George Hill. We don't get the sense, though, that George, he played a year here, and we don't get a sense that maybe Utah may be his first choice. Maybe he's open to it, but there's been that sense, and we're hearing all about the trade, potential trade talk. The Jazz, we're talking about Beverly. They're talking about Ricky Rubio. So what's your feeling on George Hill? Do you think he comes back to Salt Lake City, or do you think he's off someplace else, Steve?
I do think he'll probably be somewhere else. But look, the Gordon Hayward decision makes it easier. If you've got Gordon in the boat, then maybe you spend some more money on keeping George Hill. And I think that's how you win with George Hill. I don't think you're getting George Hill on a value contract. You're going to set the price for George Hill, but you do it because you have his bird rights. You do it because you probably needed to do it to keep Gordon Hayward in. But you do see that the Jazz are planning for eventualities. You know, Ricky Rubio, I think, would be an interesting fit. You know, certainly Pat Beverly would be a great fit, but I really like the fit for him with the LA Clippers. So, you know, I think George Hill is an answer to the first question. If you get Gordon Hayward, then what else do you do? You know, I don't think it makes a lot of sense to bring George Hill back if you don't have Gordon Hayward.
We're talking to Steve Kuyler. Ricky Rubio, obviously Minnesota's still dangling him out there. Do you think we see a Rubio deal today or tomorrow?
I'm not sure we'll see it today or tomorrow, but it does seem like that's where they want to go. They want to move on from Ricky and bring in another veteran guy. You know, we've heard names like Kyle Lowry, we've heard things like Drew Holiday. I think it's going to be tough for Minnesota to pull that off. But, you know, can you get a Derrick Rose? You know, there's an affinity from Tom Thibodeau for Derrick Rose. The market isn't there. Maybe he takes a value deal to be with Tom Thibodeau on a shorter-term deal. So I think we're going to see a change of guards, if you will, with Ricky going out. And I think the one thing with Ricky Rubio, though, if you really look at Ricky Rubio's game, he's a really good player. But he's just never been that guy everybody wanted him to be. Everybody expected him to be this rock star. He's a lot more Jose Calderon, you know, Goran Dragic than he's going to be Chris Paul. You know, and everybody thought because of the hype of Ricky Rubio that he was going to be this amazing superstar. But he's good. He's solid. He gives you real good production every night. He's had injury problems. But look, if you're losing a George Hill, Ricky Rubio can play make in this league as well as almost anybody. And where he's at contractually, it's better than anything you can buy in free agency.
A couple more minutes with Steve Kuyler before we cut him loose. I think Rubio would be a good fit for the Utah Jazz. Do you like his fit here? Assuming Hayward comes back, a Hayward, a Hood, you've drafted Donovan Mitchell, you've got Rudy Gobert. He's not going to be asked to score a ton here or shoot, but he can set a lot of other people up.
Yeah, and I think that's it too. And Ricky's not a bad defender. He's really come along as a defender. Look, he's not Patrick Beverly and going to be a ball stopper, but he can hold his own, and he's a good guy. You never hear anybody talking about having issues with Ricky Rubio. You just wish the guy was healthy. It seems every time that he starts to trend forward, he's out for 8 weeks. So that's the one thing you got to be concerned about with Ricky Rubio is just durability, and it's been one thing after the other with him. But from a player point of view and what he does really well, he makes those around him better. And when you talk about getting Rodney Hood to the next level, you talk about, you know, increasing opportunities for Gordon Hayward. Ricky can do that. And when you do leave Ricky, he's pretty good at scoring. He's not a lights out shooter by any of the imagination, but he can hold his own. There are far worse starting point guards in the NBA than Ricky Rubio.
Putting you on the spot right here, Steve, before I let you go. A week from now, when Gordon's made his visit and had time to make up his mind, is he a member of the Jazz or the Boston Celtics?
I wish I had one for you, man. I really do. I wish I could tell you that it's going to be Utah Jazz and they're going to win out. This one, I think, is going to go to the wire, and I don't think we're going to get a decision. I think this is another 4th of July where we're all on watch because, look, I think Gordon's going to take his time on this decision. I know for a fact that Utah is very much in this. You know, do they win this, I think, is all about what Gordon's going to hear over this weekend.
You find him at Basketball Insiders, and if you're not following him, by the way, he's fun because he doesn't take crap from trolls. It's fun to follow him on Twitter. I don't either, but Steve Kuyler NBA is where you find him on Twitter. Enjoy the next couple of days, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, my friend. Be well.
There you go. Steve Kuyler with us here on the Bill Riley Show.